Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns the third page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
At 3 o'clock in the morning of the second day, we were sure of only two things in the affair that started us compiling this dossier on Demetrius. An intelligence chap named Scammell had been murdered in Berlin, and his body hidden under the rubble of the Argatenstrasse. That was the first. And someone, almost certainly the man who murdered him, had taken his papers and used them to get to London on an American plane. We thought then that we'd catch him without much trouble. There were four other passengers on the plane. Mitchell, Ridgway, Godowski the American, and the girl from the entertainment unit, Hedy Bergner. They'd all had a good look at the imposter. Godowski and the girl were in London. We went to Godowski's hotel about 1 o'clock. He was out somewhere, of course, so Cutts and I moved on to South Kensington. The Bergner girl was vague. She couldn't tell us much at all. And after we'd left her, we decided to wait till 3 or so and then pay our second call on Godowski. I never made a more ghastly mistake in my life. Because back at Bailey's Hotel...
All right, Yachty. Start looking for the camera. It shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah. You want me to do anything about this one first?
Leave him just as he is.
Yeah. You say his name was Godowski?
That's right, Godowski. What's the matter with you?
Here is a trunk marked Ridgway.
What? Let me see. Yeah, Ridgway. Hand me that battle dress on the bed.
This?
Yes, yes. Second Airborne Division flash. They were sharing this room. Ridgway must be about somewhere. Quick, get the light out. Get over against the wall on the left of the door.
What do you want? The same as this one on the floor?
No, let's not kill. Maybe we can fix it so he'll take the blame for this one. Yachty, as he comes in the door and goes past you, you know what to do.
What do you make the time, Cuts?
10 to 3 by me, sir.
Right, we'll make a move in a few minutes. Oh, I hope Godowski's back at the hotel. I want a description of our man before the people on that plane have had time to forget him.
Wouldn't it be just as well to wait till morning, sir?
Huh? Why?
If I was Lieutenant Godowski, sir, I doubt if I'd be sober enough to answer questions, sir.
Yes, you might be right, Cuts. We'll try him anyway. Look here, does anything about this business at the moment strike you as, well, being particularly odd?
Well, sir, the bloke that pinched Major Scammell's papers and hopped on the Yank aeroplane must have had a flaming nerve, sir. How did he know none of the other passengers wouldn't give him away? If any of them had known the real Major Scammell, he'd have been skittled in 2 ups.
Precisely, Cuts. He couldn't have just chanced it, so what's the conclusion? The imposter must have been close enough to Scammell to know that he was running no risk.
I hadn't thought of that. Blimey.
I have an idea the closer we look into Major Scammell, the better idea we'll get who killed him and took his place. Well, let's get going. I hope that fella Godowski can do better for us than Miss Bergner. Come along, Cuts. You drive.
Come on, matey. Wake up. Wake up. What sort of a night porter did you call yourself? You ought to be ashamed. The Major wants to go upstairs again.
Yes, yes, you remember me, Major Keene. I called a couple of hours ago to see one of your guests, a chap called Godowski. Has he come in yet? Oh, it's all right. We'll find our own way up. Room 26, wasn't it, Cuts?
That's right, sir. Shouldn't care to have that bloke on sentry go, sir. All he can do is yawn and nod his blinking head. You could have your throat cut before you bloomin' well knew where you were. He must be asleep, sir. Might be hard to wake up.
I'll try again.
Must be sleeping like a log, sir.
All right. Try the door. Let's go in. You find the switch?
Just a jiff. Here we are.
Cool.
Better shut the door, Cuts.
Is it Godowski?
Yes, it's Godowski, all right. Stabbed in the back. And look at this room. Must have been a devil of a fight.
This is one of the four passengers who won't be giving us a description of anyone, sir.
Well, right you are. Take a look around, Kutz. See if you can find...
Major Keane!
What?
The foot sticking out beyond that chair, sir. There's another one. Only this bloke sounds as if he's alive.
Hmm? Let's have a look. Oh, so this is what happened. No, don't touch him, Kutz. Or the knife.
What happened?
It looks like he's had a crack on the head, sir.
Who are you two?
There's a trunk marked Ridgeway over here, sir.
Came back from the bathroom. Kandowski must have gone mad. In a cut on the skull.
You'd better take it quietly, fellow. Kandowski's dead. Hand over that carafe if there's any water in it, Kutz.
Listen. Who are you? What's been going on?
Well, when you've pulled yourself together, we thought you might like to tell us that. Here, hold your head up. Yes, it might buck you up a bit. Up downstairs, Kutz, and get on the phone. Get the yard, see if you can locate Frayne. If you can, get him here at the double, but ask him to send someone round at once.
Will you be all right, sir?
Yes, jump to it. I'll look out for him.
Oh, be careful of him, sir. You never know.
Well, how do you feel now, eh?
Perfectly foul, thanks.
Your name wouldn't happen to be Ridgeway, would it?
How did you know? Oh, yes, the trunk.
My name's Keane. I'm a policeman of sorts. Now, suppose you tell me how Godowski there comes to be dead, stabbed, and you happen to be lying here in the room in a shambles and a paratroop knife in your hand.
Knife in my hand? Yes, it is. Yes, well, that's it. Godowski dead?
Yes. You must have quite a story to tell, Ridgeway. Here, get a cigarette going and let's hear from you. Start, say, when you got on that aeroplane at Tempelhof. And you may as well be a good chap. Let's hear the whole story. What did you want to kill Godowski for? There's not much sense in keeping anything back now, is there?
Leave the light out here, dear. I want to be able to watch the street.
Aren't you taking a risk to come here at all? To my flat?
It's quite safe. Yachty's keeping watch across the street.
What happened?
We didn't get the camera. It wasn't in his room. Did you remember that fellow Ridgeway on the plane? He was.
Tell me quickly, what happened tonight?
We got in and out of the hotel without any trouble. Yachty attended to the American. It was really very unfortunate for the poor chap, but we were certain we'd find the camera.
So it was for nothing. You killed him for nothing. What about Ridgeway?
We made Ridgeway a present of Yachty's knife and left him to take the blame for killing Godowski.
But you'll never get such an opportunity again. If you'd got him out of the way too, there'd only be one man left who saw you on the plane, Mitchell.
It was better this way. They'll arrest Ridgeway and there'll be nothing to connect me with the American.
Are you going mad? There's the camera to connect you with him and the film in it. The film with the picture of you.
It's not developed yet and Ridgeway must know where it is. They'd only been in London a few hours, not long enough to get rid of it. That's why we left him alive.
But how can you get anything from Ridgeway if they arrest him and hold him for murder?
That's where you come in. Don't worry, we're in no danger yet. They'll never suspect the truth. Who I am or why I came here. They'll hunt for me high and low, but they'll be hunting a phantom.
Oh, I'm afraid. Everything's going wrong. I found the body in the Jurgatenstrasse too soon.
If you start getting scared, my dear girl, you'll no longer be any use to me.
Don't say that. Never, never say that to me.
Well, be quiet. I want to work out the best way of getting you to Ridgeway. I think better in the dark, Hedy, when you're quiet. We'll have to kill him. Eventually, of course.
You know, you can't expect us to believe that, Ridgeway.
But it's true, I tell you.
You came home together a little bit tight. You went off to the bathroom. Godowski said he was turning straight in.
He said, when you get back, I'll be dead.
You came back from the bathroom, according to your story, and opened the door. You were feeling for the switch, and somebody knocked you on the head.
Well, you can see the lump, can't you?
I can also see the corner of the table you fell against. Oh, now look, old man, why not tell us what actually happened? Did you come home drunk and start fighting?
I've told you no.
Well, just take a look at the room, and yourself. The dressing gown's ripped to shreds, there's a bruise on your face. Not to mention the knife you had in your hand when Cutts and I walked in. Where did you get it, by the way? German paratroop knife, isn't it?
Yes, but I've never seen it before in my life.
Oh, I got on to Inspector Frank, sir. He'll be along in about 10 minutes. Went on something wicked he did about being dragged out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right, Cutts. Get over by the door and stay there. You're feeling a good deal better now, aren't you, Ridgewell?
Much, thanks.
Well, don't try anything, then. There's a sensible chap. Cutts is really very good.
Well, I haven't got me green berry with me at the moment, sir. But I'd hate to see anyone try to get through this door.
Command they will. Remind me to try you out sometime.
It'll be a real pleasure, Mr. Ridgway.
All right, don't let's start getting dramatic. Ridgway, in a few minutes, a Scotland Yard man will be here to arrest you for the murder of that chap there on the floor. I don't believe a word of your story, and I think I know why you killed him.
Wouldn't care to tell me, would you?
You killed him because he was one of the people who saw a friend of yours on that plane from Berlin. Ridgway, what do you know about a man called Carl Alexis Scammell? Yes, I know I was wrong, but it looked open and shut at the time. You see, we didn't know about the camera. We didn't even know Godovsky had taken that photograph at Tempelhof Aerodrome. And it was a long time before we found that it had been stolen by Dora, the second story maid. But I should never have made that appalling mistake about Ridgway. It made it so much easier for the fifth man on the plane.
Can Ridgway prove that he had no part in Godofsky's death to Major Keene's satisfaction? Be listening for the next chapter in this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.